Up next on American Restoration.
Oh man, this place is awesome.
Today we're at Nellis Air Force Base to take on a big job.
Is that it?
That is it?
Oh man.
I've got an old grill that was made by Buffalo Forge Company. I'm curious about how much it's gonna run me.
The last time I gave a quote for a job, my dad almost killed me.
I'm gonna say right around 2,200.
What happened?
Dude, he wants to take you up in an F-16.
No way.
You for sure gotta puke.
Look at a man's workbench. You see his passions. His work's in progress. The things that drive him crazy. Projects that, you get the point. Anyway, every workbench tells a story, and this is ours, American Restoration.
I got a call today from some officers at Nellis Air Force Base who want me to come by and meet with them about a job. They didn't give me any details, but Kelly and I are heading over.
I'm getting more and more excited. Can't you tell?
Yes, I could see the hairs on your arms sticking up.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Oh man, this place is awesome.
Welcome to the Thunderbird home here at Nellis Air Force Base.
Awesome. I'm excited. What do we got?
Let's go in the museum and we'll show you.
Okay.
I am Tech Sergeant Anthony Graham, currently an active team member on the U.S. Air Force Thunderbird team. Here we are. Can give you an idea of where we're from, some of our history, and then we'll go from there.
The Thunderbirds are the Air Force's elite jet fighter demonstration team. They've been around since the 1950s. I mean, I can totally remember coming down here to see air shows when I was really young. So just being here makes me feel like a little kid again.
My parents would take us out here, and we'd be out there with a bunch of people all, like, checking it out. You know, it's pretty cool.
The Thunderbirds have a long and rich history, and this place is just filled with artifacts and memorabilia. It really makes you understand how difficult it is to become a member of their team.
Wow, look at all the patches.
Very nice.
So are you ready now to see actually why we have you here, and hopefully we can do our restoration?
I'm dying.
I'm ready.
Let's go.
I'm dying to know what they want me to look at. I mean, is it a gun or a helmet or what?
Is that it?
That is it.
Oh, man.
That one?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the same, right?
But this one's metal, this one's...
Hold on. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
I'm Jim.
Tyler.
Tyler, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I love when customers stop by when my dad's not around, because I'm the guy that gets to check out some cool stuff.
I've got an old grill.
I'd be more than happy to take a look at it.
Let's do it. I came to Rick's today to drop off a Buffalo Forge grill. They're very difficult to find. They only made about 500 to 1,000 of them. I had one as a kid and trying to bring it back here to restore it to its original glory.
This is really unique. I mean, how'd you find this?
I bought this, you know, through a newspaper ad. This is made by Buffalo Forge in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And they were a lot of fun because you turn that handle, the air shoots up under the grill into the coals and makes it glow like crazy.
Wow. This is interesting, too. Now that makes the grill go...
Yeah, it goes up and down because, you know, it's not like a more modern barbecue where you have the lid that you can put on, you know, so that controls the heat.
Wow.
Pretty simple, but pretty ingenious.
As far as my dad goes, I mean, I think I love it because it's something different and it's cool and it was built to last.
You
keep a barbecue for 3 years here, I mean, you don't keep it for 30.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So this is definitely a cool piece of history.
Yeah, you know, I would definitely like to keep the original color because that's kind of like the real Buffalo Forge green. I think it's a really beautiful green. And I don't know what's inside that blower. It looks really rusty and nasty to me, so I don't know what you'll find.
This is going to be our big challenge. Is going to be getting inside this, pulling it apart, seeing how it works. And then this, we're going to have to go with something more durable, maybe a powder coating. It'll be really good on this.
Okay. I guess I'm curious about how much it's going to run me.
The last time I quoted a project, I way underbid, and my dad wasn't happy at all. If I go too low on this, I might be banned from giving quotes. But if I go too high on it, this customer might walk.
I'm going to say right around 2,200.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. Thank you.
Awesome. Perfect.
I can't wait to see what it's done. It's like my childhood memories are being restored.
Kelly and I, we're at the Nellis Air Force Base, and they finally take me through the door where they're actually going to show me what they want to get restored.
Here we go.
Is that it?
That is it.
Oh, man.
That used to be on the front as you drove in, right?
It did, sir. This was the memorial that we had placed up there.
I remember that. Back when I was a kid and I came here, this was sitting right out front. We drove in. That's awesome. I could not believe that's what was out there. Couldn't believe it.
This was a replica of the 105. It was actually donated from Republic Aviation, the manufacturers of the aircraft. It is a memorial. In 1964, Captain Devlin gave his life when he was flying the 105 in California. They were going through as a site survey, had some mechanical difficulties. Oh. After the accident happened, they sent us this as a remembrance for us, and then we turned it into our memorial for Captain Devlin.
Oh, that's awesome.
We want to take this and, with your skill, bring it back the way it was when it was presented to us.
Okay.
And we want to, in turn, keep it home as a memorial for Captain Devlin. So what do you think of the overall project?
Well, first of all, I really feel proud just to be here with you guys. As far as doing it, it's all fiberglass, and it's seen some sun. There's a lot of work on this. You can see that down in here, there's a lot of Bondo.
Okay.
That all needs to be pulled out.
We want to have it exactly the way it was when we put it at the front gate. The same paint scheme, the tail number, everything as Captain Devlin's aircraft.
This is painted like your jet back
That's
in
correct.
The day.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right? Exactly. I know you guys are like tight. Tight.
We are.
So you guys, like, everything you do is exact.
Yeah.
Exactly, right?
It has to be.
So this has to be done the same way. That's going to be crucial. Everything on this has to be perfect. Every star, every stripe. So there's a lot of pressure.
If you're willing to take this on, then we're definitely willing to allow you to do it.
Oh, man, I'm definitely willing to take it on, man. It's awesome.
Yeah.
We good?
Awesome.
Good.
Awesome.
Now we just got to wrangle some guys up and put it on your trailer.
Yeah. Out of all the people here that could have done it, they picked me. This one is the biggest and has the most meaning of any job I'm doing. It's a memorial to somebody that gave his life. You know, it's awesome. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Thanks, boys.
You heard the part where I said not on the wings, right?
Yes, I did.
I just got back to the shop with the F-105 replica that I'm going to restore as a memorial for the Nellis Air Force Base. Getting on my trailer was easy because I had about 20 servicemen helping me. Now I got to rely on about 6 of my guys to get it unloaded, and this is not going to be fun. What I want to do with the fork extension is I want to go through the straps, and we'll sort of sling it where it go up. The servicemen made it look light. But this thing is over 800 pounds and covered in fragile 60-year-old fiberglass. If we drop this thing, we could wind up literally destroying it. Very easy, bud, not too jerky. Nice and easy.
Don't squash me.
Lift it up. Watch the wing. The plane won't rest flat because there's a pole at the bottom that fits into a pedestal. So to work on it, we have to insert the pole into a cart and then bring the plane down gently.
Down, down, down.
Easy. Whoop, easy, 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 easy.
Lift up on the back.
Going up, there.
That's it, you're good. You're good. It'll move there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good.
That's good.
Good morning, Tyler Dale.
The F-105 is a monster job that's gonna take up most of my dad's time. So I'm gonna take the lead on this Buffalo Forage grill. The first thing I gotta do is get together with Roy so we can figure out what we have to do to get this thing working again.
This is supposed to blow air on the charcoals.
So it's like a bellows, basically.
Yeah, it's like that, but it's just a hand crank, but it's stuck. And so we need to figure out how to make it work.
It's probably rusted. It's probably just gnarly
I feel like
inside.
It's kind of, yeah, it's kind of like a little motor, like it's just seized.
Yeah, not too bad.
Just a little rust.
Not too bad, a little rusty. We gotta get this fan off.
Yeah.
Get this handle off. Not a lot of parts to it as of yet.
Yeah, as of yet, until we open this thing and it's like a Swiss watch. Oh God, see, I told you.
Not exactly a Swiss watch, but a couple gears. Just needs to be cleaned up and re-greased.
What made it seem like it was stuck?
It was just this fan on the other side. Yeah, see, this portion of the grill could have been catching the fan, so we'll make sure all that's tacked down and welded in place.
All right, Roy, we'll go get it cleaned up, and then we'll make this customer happy. Have some buffalo wings.
Cool. See you, Tyler.
Ooh, dude, that's pretty awesome. He's, like, in one of the jets?
Yeah, exactly, our F-16, one of the fighter jets that we use in our air shows. And we want to thank him for taking on this tremendous task.
Oh, I'll go try to find Rick and let him know.
Great, thank you very much.
No, thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Rick! So the guys over at Nellis Air Force Base just called and invited Rick to go up in an F-16. Hey, Rick! He'll be excited to do it for sure, but he's totally gonna puke.
We can do that.
I gotcha.
Hey, Rick.
What's up?
Dude, you're not gonna believe who just called. One of the guys with the Thunderbirds.
Oh yeah? What happened?
Dude, he wants to take you up in an F-16.
No way!
I'm gonna get to fly in an F-16?
Oh my God, that's awesome!
I mean, yeah, it sounds awesome, but you really think you're gonna be able to climb and do loops and barrel rolls? Come on. You are for sure gonna puke.
How am I gonna get sick?
Think about Disneyland. We used to go to Disneyland. You couldn't even handle little rides. I'm in there like, yeah, go, go. And he's like on the lowest level, flying around.
Ron's just jealous because I'm the one getting this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So he'd like nothing more than for me to puke all over the plane. But I am not gonna give him that satisfaction.
You know, I'll be careful what I eat before I go. I'm going. I don't care. I don't care. I don't care.
I know my brother, and he acts like a man all the time, but when he's upside down, spinning around in that plane, he's gonna be blowing chunks.
I can't believe that. They're actually letting me do that. That's cool.
I'm exceptionally hungry, on that note.
We've spent a lot of time tracing out all the artwork for the F-105, and we've blasted all the parts and fixed all the fiberglass. Now it's time for the most important part, paint. With the project due in just a few days, we've gotta get this done.
Hey, Ted, how's it going?
This thing's killing me.
When you traced all this, this is exactly like it was, right?
Yeah, I got almost a full day just in tracing the original artwork out of this thing. Okay. So I know that you have how important you said it was.
Yeah.
They each have a little constellation of stars on them.
Yeah.
And no two are identical. The nose cone will go red. There's a little bit of white in between. And then from there back, the whole top of the plane is basically silver. And then the belly is mostly blue with a little bit of white that are supposed to kind of resemble Thunderbird wings.
Right. It looks like a Thunderbird.
Like
if you looked up, yeah. Okay. So that's the blue portion of the Thunderbird. And then it's got the little corners of the feathers, right?
Right, exactly. Right.
Can I tape this up for you?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, yeah, you do that. I'll get some paint mixed up, and don't miss any spots. I don't need any leaks under there.
Thanks.
No painting it twice.
Thanks, bud.
While Ted gets ready, I'm prepping the plane for the first coat of red paint that will accent the tail section and the nose. When we're done, this replica is going to look absolutely identical to the F-105s that flew back in the day.
Good job, Ted.
Good. Hey, Rick, you hungry?
I am.
What the hell, Tyler?
Well, it'll still be there. There's food.
Come on, little bro. You know burgers and fries are your favorite.
I'm good. I don't want any of that.
Rick's flight is coming up, and he thinks by eating light, he's not gonna hurl. But I know there's no way he can resist a juicy burger.
Well, I'm not really hungry for that.
Come on.
Ron's trying to get me to eat all kinds of junk so that I puke all over the cockpit. If that happens, I'll never hear the end of it. So he better keep that crap out of my face.
God, I'm hungry.
On the pump that we're doing inside the shop, it's almost the same.
Okay,
it's gonna look just like this one, okay?
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Good, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Ben. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you.
Excited to be here.
Dad, this is Jim. He's got the Buffalo Forge Grill.
Hi, Jim. I'm Rick.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Good
it's nice
you.
To meet you.
Yeah, that Buffalo Forge Grill, that was a fun project.
Oh, it's ready. I'll go grab it. It's right around back.
Fantastic. Thank you. I'm here today to pick up the Buffalo Forge Grill that they've restored for me. I really just can't wait to see this. It's going to give me years of barbecuing fun with the family once we get it all done.
You remember what this looked like, Jim, when you dropped it off, right?
It looked terrible. It was just totally rusty. I mean, it was about to fall apart.
You know, barbecues and stuff as a kid, and it's just basically a round tin that you threw charcoal in.
Right.
You know? And this had a blower on the back of it. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool idea.
Are you ready to see it?
I can't wait. Let's do this.
All right, here we go. One, two, three.
Whoa, look at that. That is beautiful. Before they took the sheet off, I was really extremely excited. It just looks so great. It looks even better than I thought it would look.
What happened to all the rust?
Wow, this is incredible. Look at the paint. That's the perfect shade of green.
Everything had to come apart as far as the grill and the tray, the wheels, the axle.
I love the black matte finish. That's fantastic.
We send it all to the powder coater, but it's powder coated up to 1,200 degrees. Wow.
The heat won't affect it. It won't go through it. It's going to last a lot longer than if it was painted.
Awesome.
The motor was another big challenge because this thing wasn't working when you brought it to me.
Right.
So we had to go through the gears and the fan, got all the gears lubed and everything. And so, I mean, now you're good.
Wow, it sounds fantastic.
Like you remember?
Yeah, it really does. Guys, this is phenomenal, but the proof is in the pudding. I got some stuff in the car. I'll go get it. We'll fire it up. We'll have some buffalo wings on the Buffalo Forge grill.
Great. Today's the day I'm flying in the F-16 jet. I'm trying to eat light, and now Jim wants to make buffalo wings. And I'm starving.
Look at Wow, look at them. They're already turning gray. That's incredible.
Let's put them on here.
Wow, this is tougher than I thought. And this guy is so excited, I don't want to be rude. But I'm scared if I do eat him, I'm gonna be screwed.
Here's one for you.
Thank you.
Uh-oh, I can see my dad eyeing the hell out of that wing, but I know he's thinking twice about choking it down. Woo!
Mm. Oh, they're good. Oh, they're good.
Yeah, these are great.
Wow, I didn't expect my dad to just dig in like that. I hope they taste as good coming up at 10,000 feet in the air.
Thank you very much, Rhett. Your son did a great job. Thank you so much, Tyler.
Thank you. Let's go in the office. We'll take care of the paperwork.
Great.
And Tyler will take care of the grill.
Cool. Thanks, Tyler.
Have fun hurling when you hit Mach 5 up there.
Here at the shop, in order to remove rust and paint off of objects, we use a media blaster, which sends out at high pressures an abrasive. Any restorer knows that it's very important to use the right abrasive for the right product. What kind of abrasive is used on old and fragile fiberglass? A, walnuts, B, soda bicarbonate, C, sand, D, beads. What kind of abrasive is used on old and fragile fiberglass? The answer is soda bicarbonate, or what most people refer to as baking soda. It is a very soft abrasive that allows you at the right pressure to remove all the paint off of fiberglass without going through it or damaging it. Also, it's very environmentally safe. Nice and easy. You guys, somebody be checking the floor, make sure there's no scratches. Today I'm at Nellis Air Force Base, home of the Thunderbirds, to deliver their F-105 that we just got done restoring.
All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Back when I was a kid, my dad took me to see the Thunderbirds. This F-105 was in the front of the drive when you came into the Air Force Base. I mean, it's bringing the whole thing full circle, as a child all the way to now as an old man.
Hey, Rick.
I'm back.
Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Rick, this is Lieutenant Colonel Greg Mosley.
Hi, how are you?
Very nice to meet you.
Rick, how are you doing?
Good to see you again.
This memorial was at the front gate for years. It was in a storage facility, got lost through the mix, but it's time for it to come home.
So, you guys ready?
You ready? Absolutely.
Let's do this.
Come on out here.
This plane was in horrible shape. It was almost to the point where, are we gonna have to just scrap the whole project? We weren't sure.
There it is.
Oh, wow.
You gotta be kidding me, man.
Holy cow.
Oh, that looks incredible.
Seriously?
Thank you very much.
Right there, bud.
That looks great.
Right there. Look at that thing, man. Is that awesome?
Job
that
well
looks
done, man.
Great.
Woo! It's the same 105.
No, it's not the same 105.
I remember what it looked like when you took it.
That looks incredible.
What an amazing job.
When I first saw that plane, it just took my breath away. There was no words. From where it was before to where it is now, it was perfect.
That's gonna look great out there.
I mean, it sat in the desert for how many years?
Yeah.
Look at it now. It just jumps out to you like it's a brand new airplane off the line.
But when you gave it to me, it actually had layers of paint on it because you guys maintain stuff. So we had to actually trace everything because there's nothing on this plane square or straight. Then we soda blasted it. And when he got done, it was basically a lot of body work. To get this all nice and smooth, I think we worked a couple weeks with two guys straight, nonstop. The Captain Devlin that's on here actually did it in the exact same font. Put the stars on the back. Every star that was in whatever position it was in, it's in the exact same position, pointing the exact same angle.
It's just phenomenal. That's the only thing I can say. And I mean, that means everything to us. It does, because there's reasons we do that. That star has to be in this way at a 25-degree angle pointing to the west.
It has to. And what you have done with this airplane represents the pride and the precision, the professionalism that this team shows on a daily basis. So what you have done for us is you have recreated a piece of history that we will always remember. And I can't thank you enough.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks.
But I tell you, there's a bunch of folks who love to see it, so let me go ahead and bring them in.
Yeah.
Chief, go ahead and bring them in.
Holy moly. That's a few people. When Colonel Mosley brought in his whole team, it was incredible. You know, this was a total honor for me and my team to be able to restore this for your team.
Well, Rick, thank you again. Team, what do y'all think?
Yeah! This is amazing. I'm so glad I got to do it. Seeing the reactions on their faces when they saw the plane made it all worth it.
I want to talk to you guys about some kind of a flight.
Let's do it.
All right, here are your air sickness bags.
You have two of them, just in case you'd have to use one today.
Okay.
There's no shame in it, trust me. It happens.
When do you have time to actually reach over and grab a bag?
Well, they'll load a bag right into your map strap right here, so it's gonna be right there. So it's ready to go for you, just in case you need it. So.
Okay. I'm just a little nervous, but stoked. To actually get to be in the back seat of an F-16 is just like, it's a dream come true. I mean, I've thought about this as a kid, and now I actually get to get up there. The words are like not even there. It's unreal. God, I hope I don't yak.
Thunderbird 7, clear for takeoff, change to departure.
Thunderbird 7, cleared for takeoff. Are you ready in the back?
Ready.
Here we go, nose coming up. Here comes a little pull at the end of the runway right now.
Oh my God. Unbelievable.
We're going to start by doing a nice barrel roll. Bang, breathe.
Oh my God. Wow.
So this one will really get your attention. Here we go, bang, breathe.
Woo-hoo! Suck it, Ron.
Oh, I love it.